Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Happiest places to live?
Yeah.
I live there?
The 10 happiest places to live in the United States.
Right.
According to Metro.
Number one is Overland Park, Kansas.
Number 10. Well, when you look at the map, they had a graphic for this article, and it just shows this map, and then it's got these yellow dots, and a lot of them are really close together, and then there's just this one out in the middle. I'm like, God damn it. So I click on it, and of course, it's Kansas. But we'll get to that. Number 10 is Scottsdale, Arizona. They say Scottsdale. I get Scottsdale and Sedona confused. Sedona's the really expensive place that
Scottsdale's, Scottsdale's Phoenix. Right.
They call it the Beverly Hills of Arizona.
Scottsdale. You know what I mean? Like Seattle,
like
Tacoma.
Yeah, like the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
I still get it confused. It's not the super expensive place where the celebrities live. It's the Twin City of Phoenix. It's a desert city. I know people love
Scottsdale,
Arizona. People love Phoenix. It's I don't know. I mean, like, I was in Vegas this summer. I've been to Phoenix once in the summer. It feels like during the summertime, it's kind of scary.
What do you mean, scary?
Like, it was like 115 when we were there.
It's hot here,
and
though.
I know, but it was like 115 when we were there, and the guy said,
does it feel hotter there? I've been to the desert a couple times. I'm not saying I'm not the dry heat type of guy. Yeah. I understand. It's like, it doesn't rain in Seattle, just drizzles. No, it rains, but it does feel hotter here in the middle of summer than it does in Phoenix.
It can feel hotter here for sure, but this was like, you know, they'd had however many consecutive days of over 100 degrees, and the guy was explaining, well, what you got to watch out for, though, is when the sun goes down. I'm like, huh? He's like, well, that's because in Phoenix we have a heat island, so all the heat that's been baking into the concrete all day, it comes up and it can actually raise the temperature. I'm like, it can get hotter when the sun... Now, I don't know if that's true, but the fact that they even talk about that, like, hey, be careful when the sun goes down, it can get really hot. Also, there's just something about looking around and seeing that you're in the desert, and the only thing that grows is cacti, and you just think, do you guys have enough water? Is everything going to be okay? What happens if your power goes out? I get it. It's miserable here too, but so anyway, and I'm sure 9 months, 10 months out of the year, I'm sure it's beautiful there. Same with Vegas. But anyway, Scottsdale, Arizona is number 10 on the list of happiest places to live in the United States. Columbia, Maryland is number 9. Now, I've seen Scottsdale on these lists before. I've never seen Columbia, Maryland show up, but they say, look, if you're looking for neighbors that lean towards kind of the liberal side, if that's your bag, baby, then apparently Columbia, Maryland is the place for you. I've never heard that. I've never thought.
I guess what's nice about it.
The picture they showed just showed an office building, and I was like, okay,
a suburb of Baltimore. I mean, it might be nice. I don't know.
It could be. I feel like a lot of people that live in Maryland are very happy living in Maryland. So I don't know. I don't know much about the East Coast. Pearl City, Hawaii. That makes sense.
Sure.
You could easily say that all 10 places are in Hawaii, and California. That would just make sense to me. Hawaii, of course, like it's a paradise. I've never been, but I don't need to go. I don't need to go to know that it's a paradise. And if we're counting Hawaii here, then there should probably be more than just one place. But Pearl City, Hawaii is number 8, eighth happiest place to live in the United States. San Francisco is number 7. Obviously, it's very expensive, and they say that tourism can be a problem during tourist season, but locals know to stay away from those areas. My dad lived in San Francisco when he was a kid, and I would hear stories about what San Francisco was like when he was a kid, and I always thought, oh, that sounds cool. Like, now there's too many people, but every generation is going to think that, right? Like, oh, well, you got in on it while the getting was still good.
And there probably was something to that, but yeah, I'm with you.
But San Francisco is nice. I mean, even
of course.
living there, I'm sure, would be quite difficult. It's very expensive. But if you're there visiting and you're downtown and you're just kind of hanging out and the streetcars are going by, it's awesome. Not to mention you just look over and there's the Golden Gate Bridge, and it's
pretty
especially for someone from the middle of the country like myself.
Yeah, to see it.
I have to try and
functioning Earth. Yeah.
I always feel like I need to hide my amazement in coastal cities because they'll be like, oh, look at this guy from the Midwest. Right? Where are you from? Kansas City. Oh, look at this. Kansas City. He's never seen the water before. And I'm like, oh, well, I sort of haven't. Honolulu, Hawaii is number six on the list again. Irvine, California. Okay, look, I expect California to show up on there. I mean, Irvine is in Orange County. I just assume that Orange County people are pretty happy overall, but they picked Irvine, number five. Number four, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, I've heard it's great.
I've never been. Weren't we just talking about Wisconsin?
I've heard it's great.
And yeah,
my own college town, but bigger than that, beautiful. I've heard it's a great place to live. I've never been.
My only real knowledge of these cities that I haven't been to is when I see them on true crime shows, and I'm like, oh, that place looks pretty nice. I feel like when they show Wisconsin, same with like Idaho. I see Idaho a lot now in these shows, and I go, God, man, Idaho looks beautiful. As a kid, I didn't think of Idaho as this beautiful place, but it makes sense when you start looking at where it's situated. So Madison, Wisconsin, number four. Number three. We're in the top three now. Still haven't mentioned your home place, whatever it's called. I can't think of the name. San Jose, California, number three.
Okay. Sounds nice.
Interesting. Yeah. It made it higher than San Francisco, right? San Jose's number three. Number two. Overland Park, Kansas.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, just think about that. A couple of Hawaii's, a couple of Californians. We've got Southern California. We've got Northern California. And then suddenly, just boom, Overland Park, Kansas. And the picture,
what'd you say about it?
The picture it shows is a picture of Metcalf. I'm not even kidding.
Well, look, I'm the mayor. People know that.
Overland
People
Park,
know I'm the mayor of Metcalf.
It says Overland Park is a city in Johnson County.
I've really turned it around.
Is the second most populous city in the state. Residents enjoy multiple restaurants, coffee shops, and parks, while also getting a suburban feel in terms of the housing. When it comes to the arts scene, there's a varied collection of live music, theater, and festivals.
Yeah.
There are also lots of sports opportunities, as Overland Park has one of the highest sports participation rates in the country.
Yeah.
So kids play a lot of sports. Makes sense, right? It's a kind of idyllic, suburban town, like in the movies.
Good place to raise a family.
And when you think about the suburbs and people raising kids, think about Little League sports. So it really...
Metcalf, though, come on. You didn't think that. Before I became mayor of Metcalf, we weren't making number two on the list.
No. The only thing you made were like those lists that would say, and again, we're talking when they do like 50 cities or something like that, maybe even 100. And they would say, best place to raise a family on a budget, or best place to raise a family that won't cost you a fortune, or safest, right?
Where on Metcalf did they take a picture? I just want to know.
It's just an aerial shot.
This is
an aerial shot. It showed the office buildings down there by the interstate, like by where that indoor skydiving thing is now.
Right by my house. 435.
Right by the
Metcalf,
right by the mayor's building.
That's right. Yeah.
It's the mayor's mansion I live in.
Yeah, your statue's just a little north of there, I believe.
I do want a statue. I can't believe there's not one of me on Metcalf somewhere.
Yeah.
Makes me angry.
Mm-hmm. You hear that? Your mayor wants a statue. Somebody angry. Your mayor is angry that there's no statue of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
After
reasonable.
After being number two on the list, who beat me, though? That's what we need to work harder.
Fremont, California. So literally, if you go back and look at this, like I said, it's just a map of all the stuff on the West Coast, California, Hawaii, and then there's this one dot in the center of the country and one on the East Coast, and the one in the center of the country is Overland Park. I mean, again, seen Overland Park show up on list. It is a really nice suburb.
I know you're looking for a new house. Come on and join us.
I don't know that I can afford it now that it's on this list. I should have bought sooner. Now that
I can help you.
It's the second happiest place in America. They don't need me there. Trust me, bringing the whole place down. Although my mood might improve.
Right, you'll become happy. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Yeah. I'm just afraid that if I try and move, like Frank White's going to be coming after me and trying to stop me, saying I owe money still or something.
Your father wants to buy you a house.
He did say that. I couldn't tell if he was joking or what, but yeah, he did act like he was like, oh, all right, I'll buy a house.
He did say that.
That's
you said
that
you
said
have
going?
A pool, didn't you?
Yeah, he said make sure that I did. I texted him,
and
I was like, I'm trying to feel this out to see how serious he is. I'll let you know. You know, you want to be very delicate with a thing like this. What time of day do you ask him about it? When is he in a good mood and when is he in a bad mood? Who's he hanging out with right now? What kind of day at work did he have? Not really. But
just
we brought it
send
up
him a house.
And he said to think about the pool again. So I think I should just start sending him houses
just
with
send
pools.
Him one and be like, what do you think of this one? And see what he says.
That's what I should do. I'll text Mike again right now and be like, yo, a couple houses with pools.
Just send me one with a pool.
Right now. Yeah, just give me one with the pool. Send it to me. I need to forward it to him.
Mm-hmm. And then just be like, what do you think about this?
The perfect
and then it could be like, I was kidding or whatever.
Right.
And then you could be like, me too.
Of course. Ha ha. Just joking. But I was thinking about buying it myself, obviously. And just wanted to get your thoughts. You know, I wanted your opinion. That's a good way to get out of it. I'll send him one. I'll let you know what he says.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
You know, people say that Americans are divided. I've heard that for a long time. America's so divided now. They've been saying that for, I don't know, a long time. I feel like they were saying it even when I was a kid. But they always act like, yeah, well, we know we were saying it, but it's worse now. We're so divided. We're so divided, right? But are we actually? Because this company that does a bunch of polling and research
shows we're more divided?
I don't know. Maybe they actually do in the long run. But no, they said, hey, you know what? You'd be surprised. There's actually quite a few things that everybody agrees on. Now, obviously, there are things that people disagree on, but there are quite a few things everybody, you know.
What do we all agree on? I'd like to know.
Like, you know, no background checks for machine guns, stuff like that. No, I'm just kidding. There are things that are not polarizing that people agree
like
on.
What?
And I'm going to tell you what they are, the things that everybody agrees on. And most of them, I think.
I disagree with all of them.
I may try and throw it. Well, that would be good, too, if you disagreed and you're like, yeah, I don't like that, even though both sides do. But I may try and throw in some where people don't actually agree. No, I'll just tell you what they are. They came up with quite a few, but I'll tell you the things. Because, you know, we need. It's an election
unity.
Year. We need unity. That's what we need.
We need to come together.
Talk to your neighbors, right?
Yep, I'm with you.
Stop letting the media tell you how to feel about
your neighbors. A little more purple around here would be good.
Yeah, a little more purple. I like that. Mm-hmm. Did you come up with that?
Nope.
Oh, well, I like that. A little more purple. Well, I'll tell you, we got a lot more in common than you think. And
well,
I'll tell you what those things
it.
Are coming up.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
So you might be surprised.
Yeah, what are some things that we as Americans all agree on?
Yeah, well, so what they do is they put these lists together by saying, okay, we're going to ask people what they think about this. Then we'll ask them if they have a party affiliation. Are they Republican, Democrat, whatever? And then anything that has more than 50%
I'm voting for Kennedy,
support,
so I don't really love whatever, but okay.
Well, independent.
We're not whatevers.
Whatever. What are you?
Patriot.
So anyhow, they take all that into consideration, right? And they go, okay, here's the different groups. Here's what people like, what they don't like. And here are all the things that have a majority support from both sides. Okay. And you would think that, well, that can't be very many things. But actually, a lot of things have majority support on both sides. And then there are some things where it's almost like 90% on both sides. Like one of the things that Americans agree on is some sort of legislation to punish and or restrict robocalls and robotexts. All of the texts that you get saying vote for this, which
fair.
Is funny because most of those things that I get, at least right now, are all political things. Wants me to take some sort of a survey, wants to know if I'll give money to somebody, people I've never heard of before. I mean, the actual robocalls themselves, I don't know what they want because I don't answer
it. Me neither. But
and the voicemail is always just, you know, the voicemail never tells you what it is. A lot of people on both sides also agree with this one. I would say these are a couple of the highest ranked ones. People are scared of AI. And so people want to increase regulations on AI technology.
Okay.
Which I thought that might be one where you were in the minority. Like,
okay,
you're not bothered by it.
No, I'm not bothered by it.
You know, I think people have watched enough sci-fi. They don't like the idea of, like, AI cops and AI drones.
People are scared of things that are smarter than them.
Well, that's part of it for
not
sure.
Not me. I like asking questions.
Taking their jobs.
Write this email for me.
That's great.
I like it. What else could it do? What's it going to do?
Well, it could be a cop, right?
An AI cop?
Yeah, AI cop. You've seen RoboCop. Could be a drone that comes out and keeps you in line when you're trying to protest something. I don't know.
About?
I don't know what you would be doing.
You
live in the second happiest place in America, so I guess you wouldn't have to worry about that too much.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think people are worried about it being used to enforce laws, and they're worried about it taking their job more than anything. So, hey, we need to restrict what all jobs. That's the thing Elon used to talk about. You guys better make some laws about AI, which is weird because I thought that he like wanted robots to do all the jobs at his factory. So I might have misunderstood him all those years back. But anyway, people are scared that it's going to take their job. That's always one. I mean, they thought the same thing with the internet. Thought the same thing with smartphones, which, I mean, for some people it did. For everyone else, it just meant they worked 24 hours a day. But people don't like it. Another thing that both sides agree on, reducing federal taxes on families making less than $100,000 a year. You knew that would be popular.
Preach.
You say, hey, people who make less than $100,000, should we lower their taxes?
Making over $100,000 are like, yeah, just lower their taxes.
Well, I mean, it's the majority of people on both sides.
More. They can't afford anything anyway.
Of course you'd say that.
They don't give back to society.
Okay.
God damn.
They're the spenders.
They don't buy anything.
They do buy stuff. They're the spenders.
They buy too much stuff.
That's why they...
How much you buy doesn't affect your salary.
It affects the economy, though.
Yeah.
And so if you give people back money...
If you give people with a lot of money and all the money back, they'll buy more stuff.
People that have a lot of money.
Trickle down. That's always worth.
Well, I'm not saying they'll give you money. I'm saying they will buy, like, yachts and stuff. What are you going to buy?
They also save it, though, is the problem. They don't spend it, and they hand it down to their kids.
Like one pair of Nikes a year. That ain't keeping the economy going.
But if they lower taxes...
You haven't bought shoes in 20 years.
If they lower taxes, you might buy another
pair. You're not helping. You're like, all your shirts are free.
Another thing that both sides agree on. You know, again, this doesn't mean that Lazo's going to agree. Some sort of federal funding, federal program to take care of the elderly. So when your parents get old, your grandparents get old,
instead of having
to fork over a bunch of money, well, like Social Security, but also like...
Medicare, Medicaid?
Like care facilities and things like that, long-term care. If you're, you know, if you got a grandparent or a parent who's getting old and they need to go into a nursing home, you know how expensive that can be.
Yeah.
And it's either that or you become their full-time care provider, right? So people on both sides are like, let's go ahead and put something in place so that in case my...
That's fair.
You know, dad gets older, my grandpa gets older, whatever.
I saw they kind of do, don't they? Like, don't you...
You have
like
to spend all your money first.
Yeah, right,
it's this whole thing.
You have to spend all your Social Security and everything.
You have to go kind of broke, and then they'll give you... You will get Medicaid, right? Because you get Medicare at a certain age. But yeah, the whole, like, can I get a nursing home or can I get a nurse in my home? That's the thing that a lot of people want is they say, hey, my grandma, she lives alone, and she does, like, okay, but she could use some help. Well, so what would be ideal is if she had a nurse that could come over there. Some insurance plans and stuff will pay for that, but I think a lot of people are saying it would be nice if that was some sort of social program where we said, hey, we'll pay for those nurses to go take care of your grandma so that you don't have to go visit her. That's what it's really about, right? Is that you don't want to go visit your grandma.
Well, you don't want to live with you.
Certainly don't want to live with her, and you thought that's all you didn't want, and then you're like, well, now you need to visit her a couple times a week. And like, boy, that seems like a lot, too. Why don't we come up with some sort of program where someone, you know, a professional could take care of this? That seems like a good thing. Both sides think that we should give tax breaks to U.S. companies that manufacture in the United States. Give them tax breaks.
I think that's fair.
I think we do, though, don't we?
We should, for sure.
That seems like something that they already do, but I don't know. They also think, both sides think we should cap the out-of-pocket expenses for prescription drugs. Both sides, of course, agree with prescription drugs are too expensive.
Yeah,
you don't find a whole lot of people who are like, no, they need that money. They need more money. And yeah, I know that they're only charging America that much money, and they're charging Japan and Australia and England a fraction of what they charge us, but they still need that money, and damn it, we can pay it, like Lazo with his tax breaks for people on $100,000. Both sides think that we should restrict corporate spending in elections, like take the money out of politics.
I mean,
that does seem like something that both sides, except the rich people. Now, if you say the majority of rich people are right or left, then maybe. But if you take the actual rich people out of it who are contributing
there should be a limit on the donations, and you can't be able to do it. I think both sides would agree to that, probably.
They do.
I don't think the politicians would, because they want the money, but I think if you're just talking about the voters, like, hey, all right, set a cap limit, and it has to be individual donations.
So repeal Citizens United.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, and, you know, all those efforts that were kind of put forth along, at least just in my lifetime, that were stalled, and they were stalled for obvious reasons. Why? Because that's how these people get paid.
Right.
That's how they get reelected.
That's left and right. They want these big donations from giant corporations.
Yeah.
Right? And that's how they become elected and elected and elected again, because they can outraise you.
Yep.
You know?
And as soon as they get elected, they start fundraising. That's what they do while they're in office, is fundraise.
They go across the street and cold call. They have offices where they go over and do that.
From the moment they take office.
And that's how they get more power.
Yeah.
The more, it's not about how seniority or how great you are, or however, the more power you have is the more money you can fundraise. If you can make calls and get money, you get better seats.
You got that billionaire on the phone.
Right.
Well, guess what?
All of a sudden, you're the head of, you know, national security. So, like, you know, on the security, you know, commission, right? So, I mean, if they just said, hey, whatever that number is, some people wouldn't be able to afford it. Some people would. I don't know what it is. Say, you know, per election cycle, $10,000 per candidate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it, period. Yeah. You can't give any more.
I mean, Biden dropped out because the mega donors were like, no, we can't. We're done.
Right.
Right. Yeah, that's how it works. They run it. And then it's not hard to, like, you don't have to, it's taken much more than, like, second grade economics or government to understand when the rich person is controlling the politician, they're asking for something in return. There's a reason they're giving them all that money. Let me put this pollution in the water. Let me, whatever it is, it's probably not in our best interest, whatever it is. It's in that billionaire's best interest. Speaking of which, another thing that everyone agrees on is term limits for Congress people. Now, I like the idea of term limits for judges and all that stuff. I will say that when you see a president, and they only do two terms. It's not like they could do it. It doesn't have to be two terms for a congressperson. They might only be getting good at their job 4 years in, 6 years in, 8 years in. So, but they shouldn't be able to do it. I don't think they need to be doing it as a career for 50 years, right? They could go do something else.
Maybe I don't agree with that. I don't think there should be lifetime appointments.
Well, no, that's.
I don't think that should be it, but. If you're a president and you run for president when you're 35, if we got rid of, you know, it made the contributions one level and no giant corporations could do it.
Well, yeah,
so they just couldn't buy one guy and make it. Get rid of that first. Then, I don't know, if a guy's 40 and he wins three times in a row and he's 52, or a woman's, you know, 50 and wins three times in a row and she's 62, if people love her, I don't actually, not sure. Why we have to get rid of her?
Well, I understand the idea of like, hey, they're trying to get reelected, so even though they think this is the right thing to do, they're going to wait until it's not an election year because they've got one more term they want to serve. I understand the idea of term limits. Certainly the lifetime appointments, I get like why people don't like that.
Also you
don't
use need to that, be there forever. Right, but you can
also
use
get the argument that you get better at your job.
And you could also use that other argument is that they start doing things they wouldn't normally do because they know they can't get elected again.
Right. Yeah.
So it could be worse.
True. On your way out?
Right, on my way out. I'll
light
the
place on fire. Just light a match and get the hell out of here.
Right.
And basically, you know, this thing is about Medicare, this other thing that people agree on. Expanding Medicare for dental, vision, hearing, those other things. I bet if you just put this poll out, which I didn't see this exact question in there, and said, should there be a way that if you can't afford health insurance, that you can get all of these things without having to, you know, essentially go broke first, which is what they say you have to do to get things like Medicaid. I don't know if that's true. As polarizing as healthcare is, because it in and of itself is polarizing, and how to fix it is polarizing, I do think most people tend to like the idea of paying less for healthcare and having better coverage, right?
Right.
We're paying, even if your company gives it to you, you're paying a fortune for it. And think about how much your company pays you. You go, okay, your company, say you make $30,000 a year, what do you bring
how
home?
Much it hits you on the back end, because then you think, well, but I mean, I've heard growing up in Detroit, you know, GM would say all the time, we're not a car company, we're a healthcare company.
Yep.
Because now, you know, the unions have said we got lifetime insurance, now we're paying everybody's insurance, people are living longer. Well, what I mean, that's got to come from somewhere. Where does it come from? It comes from the cost of your car.
Yep. And also it comes out of your salary.
Right.
Because how much this company pays me to work here is not close to what I take home. Right? They pay a lot more for me to work
of
here
course.
Than what I take home. And I understand that to a certain extent. You got to pay some taxes. I get that stuff. But when you actually sit down and go, here's what
it's
our boss is paying me to work every year, and here's
this is what
I bring
home,
you
it's
go,
ridiculous.
Whoa, there's
ridiculous.
A problem.
I think we can all
there's
can agree with that.
Yes. So I think that was it. I said everyone agrees that there shouldn't be background checks on machine guns. That was,
of course.
Give them to babies day one, and abortions for everyone. And those are all the things everybody agrees on.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yeah, are we done?
Yeah, we're done, man.
All right. I got to pee, so that's good.
Good.
I just ran out of coffee.
We got that big Scott Peterson thing to watch. Plus is the
Steve McNair, I think, came out tonight.
We got plenty to
don't
do.
Don't forget, if you want to feel better, mitra-9.com. Go there, buy some Go Packs, and use the keyword, whatever it is, problematic, and get a pretty healthy discount, huh?
Yes, you will indeed.
All right. That it?
That's it.
Well, good show, Will Weezer. Stay positive, kids.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food,
the Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza, New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza, there's no bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.